You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everybody, welcome to Two Funny Mamas, and I am Sherry Shepherd.
And I am Kim Whitley. How y'all doing?
I think they answered okay. That. Why am I coming out of my laugh?
You know.
What did I do to you?
Y'all, welcome to the show. Well, I mean, you're kind of, you know, I just want our listeners to know you're a little different today. You have your real hair pulled back in a ponytail, no lashes on, but very natural look today. Look like you just went and ran a marathon. You got a sports bra. Yes, you did look. Yep, that's what you're looking like. Which is interesting is that I would never have my arms and bare body out in public, especially on the podcast. Maybe I'll do that one day. I have never worn anything to show my
You should. I think we got it. Like, what I do have to work on is my shoulders. I would like my shoulders to be more, let me come over here.
Squared off.
Square. It's more square because now they like this all, you know, I'm all off. Mm-hmm. But I like showing my shoulders, even though they're like fat. I like them. I like them.
No, they're not fat. Well, see, mine got a dent on both sides from my bra. So my shoulders look like a roller coaster. Got a couple humps in it,
and that's okay. I think everybody does.
Them A cups, nope. The A cups ain't got no dents in their shoulder. Trust me.
You have the humps and roller coaster bumps because I've known you for so long. Your boobs are so heavy, as is mine. But you pull them up, and then it digs into your shoulders.
Yes, because I want them off my stomach. I need people to see I have a waistline. And if I didn't, I would definitely look like I have 7 grandchildren. That's why Tyler Perry, when he does Madea, you see how long they are and hanging down? Because he wants the grandma look.
I've seen your breasts. They're not long and hanging down.
I need them under my chin. Hush, Chris.
Hey, ladies.
Thing I have to say about you, because I've seen your breasts, you have really great breasts. Like mine are like, sometimes I can say mine look like a potato in a sock. Like a sock and you put a potato in there. I don't know who that is snickering back there, if that's Nate or Chris, but you better shut up.
You better pick.
It's like kids in a classroom when you go, shut up. And then they start laughing more.
Yeah.
So the visual.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I think we're gonna get feed from another show or something.
Right.
This is what happens though, you know, as you get older, because like mine are full, but they're full
up.
Down there.
Did you
they're
say
full?
Yeah, they're so full that's down. What you said the other day. You said they were flat but full. I was like, what?
Yes, they're flat but full.
So they look like a click clack ball. They look like two click clack balls.
Nate, can we get a close up on this? Is this technically possible?
Oh my
no,
god!
No, it's not possible to get a close up because they're too low. Yeah. They're my boobs are beyond the box. So you can't
beyond the box.
Nate, do we have the technology?
No, you don't. I was. You can't. My boobs are below the box. I told you that. I'm cracking up. I love when we can do a podcast and we can start it off laughing. Okay, you can take me. I want to see Kim, Chris. But I do want to show you something, girl. I got all the hair. It's right here. And it's all on the floor.
You just decided not to put a wig on, but you got 20 wigs right there. Oh, my gosh. Looks like a giant dog, all those wigs together.
I love my hair.
Diana Ross.
You gotta tell the followers. You got to tell the followers what's in the screen.
It's, she has like 7 wigs all in a ball. It's a lot of hair, and it looks like a giant poodle. It looks like a black and gold poodle with a golden retriever. I don't know what's happening here. Kim, it's a lot of wigs.
Kim, what would you, what's the highest adoption fee you would pay for that bundle there?
Oh, that right there. That's Facebook. If you put that bundle, somebody would grab that for $1,000.
And look what fell in my chest from one of the wigs. Look what fell in my chest, Kim.
Oh, my God. Look. See, you got to be careful. She has a wig pin, which is, you know, those straight pins, very long and very dangerous. But at least
I had that in a long time.
But wait, it fell at the flat part, so you were okay.
You didn't get the joke, Kim. You said a wig pin fell in her chest, very long and very dangerous. I said, I ain't had that in a long time.
Long and dangerous. Damn, that does sound good. I didn't catch that.
I love a podcast that is, we start out laughing and we nasty as hell.
Always nasty, but long has never been my favorite, Sherry. I'm more of a short, stubby kind of person.
like your attention span.
Yes. Chris, that was okay, on Chris. Point. Like Kim's attention span. I love it.
Look how cute she just was when she looked at give that face again.
That's a very sexy.
Oh, look at her.
Not that's that so face, right. Kim, the sexy face. Give that sexy face that you just had. Okay, now you look like a stalker, Eric. This is the thing I love about you, Kim. You're sexy, but you're like weird. So you don't rest in your sexiness.
That's
it's
so
like
funny.
It's foreign to you because you're like a dude. So it's hard for you to do, like you do sexy accidentally. You are accidental sexy. That's how I would describe you.
I don't know how to do...
No, you don't, because you're such a dude and you're such a like guy. You're such
a tomboy.
You're tomboy and you're so regular. So trying to be sexy for you, you act stupid and you're so sexy. Okay, now you look like a stalker. Don't try.
Chris, say something. Watch. It's all in the words. Let's see what Chris got. Say something. See if you can make me feel sexy. Let's see what he got. Watch it be horrible. But go ahead, Chris.
Your eyes look so soft this morning.
Did you say my eyes look soft?
I got nothing.
Okay.
I got
nothing. What? You almost had it, Kim. Yeah. When you relax.
Mm-hmm.
Things that white boys say. Here we already there.
See, I don't even. Okay. No, not that segment.
Your eyes look so soft. I'll punch you in your neck.
What the?
Oh, see, that was the dude.
You know what I'm going to tell you? And I love this. We, listeners and followers, if you didn't hear us, our last podcast, we started a segment called Ask a White Dude. And we talked to Nate, who is our sound engineer, and Chris, who is our producer at Midcoast Media. And we had the segment. Now, we didn't have anything for the segment, but now we do. Dumb things that white boys say. Your eyes are soft.
You're right.
Here I try and play a part, and I just blow it.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you what one white guy said to me? He was a comic. He still is a comic at the Comedy Store. He said, because, you know, I don't have hips and a butt. So, like, I'm busty and small down at the bottom. He goes, Sherry, you're so sexy. You got that nice flat ass. I was like, what? He goes, oh, my God.
Because white boys like that flat ass.
What? Well, not anymore, because I think. No,
not anymore, but they used to. They didn't like booty. Nate, they was afraid of the booty. Oh,
this is before your
white
time,
boys in
Nate.
The 80s? We're talking
in the 80s.
No, it's Nate. Changed since the early 2000s. I'll give you that for sure.
I'm telling.
Yeah, I have a story. I dated a cheerleader who had now would be probably small compared to what people want now. But I remember my friends being like, oh, she has a big butt. And I was like, yeah.
Nate, you're too young to remember this, Nate. But it really, even in the beginning of Baby Got Back, where the two white girls are like, oh, look at her butt. It's so big. Yeah, yeah. Like, there was a time when black girls ruled big booties. And white girls, it wasn't a thing to have a big booty. You didn't want to have a big booty. If you're a white girl and you had a big booty, you would wear a sweater. They would wear sweaters over their butt because it was like, it was a bad thing to have a
fat booty. No, they still do. They still do. White girls
not
that
as
I
much
know
though, Kim. These
no.
Younger. Some,
this, wait, this check this out. Why? You ready?
Yeah.
White girls who have big butts. I've talked to them and I said, well, why do you come? Why do you people? She said it attracts a lot of black guys.
Yeah. That like, is what? Yeah.
What? She was like, yeah. So the brothers be on them, and I guess if that's not what you went to, you're like, I'm gonna cover this brother catcher. It's called the brother catcher.
It's a, is that what you call it? A big mm-hmm. booty on a white girl, a brother catcher.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. Can we make a t-shirt? Can yep. we can we trademark that? A brother catcher.
That is I got a brother catcher. Yeah.
Chris, start working on that t-shirt. Okay, I got a brother got catcher.
Brother
it's only for white
an
girls.
A. Brother with an A and apostrophe, right?
Oh,
brother catcher. There you go.
But yeah, Nate, before your time, it used to be white girls like flat and small was it. Yeah. Having a big butt, big lips, all of that was for those girls.
You know what I was
yeah.
watching
ethnic
last
girls.
Night was The People versus Larry Flint. My girlfriend had never seen that movie. And that's like 95-ish, you know? And
yeah.
I kind of noticed that in that movie. I was like, all these skinny, naked white girls look like they're on heroin. And it's not really attractive to me anymore.
Yeah, because you know, it's
Nate,
so funny.
Nate got to turn up his mic. He sounds like he's in another damn room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He is in another room.
What did you say, Nate, so Kim could hear you?
He said heroin. That's what he said.
No. I said I was watching The People versus Larry Flint for the first time in a long time last night. And like Courtney Love is in there. It's always really skinny 90s uh-huh. white girls with no booty. And it was like really sexy because, you know, that's like a really sexy movie in the 90s. And it just, yeah. I was like, man, what were they thinking back then?
What were they thinking? What's interesting is that Chris turned his mic down. You see the difference, Sherry? Chris controlled his mic. I see this.
I didn't care for the shine he got. Yeah, I don't like people enjoying themselves. Andre's been gone. I enjoyed the solo spotlight. Nate comes rushing in with his 6'5 ass. It happens.
You know what it is? It's so funny is because Chris is like, now there's another white guy.
I know. I was so special. You got all these cool black dudes stopping by, and you just got my white ass out here in St. Louis. Now there's two of me, and he's taller and has audio now.
Hey, to be clear, Chris is, I'm basically Chris's assistant, so he should still feel pretty good. I mean, come on.
And I do have to say to you,
sound came in loud.
It's really nice. We did get some really great comments that people liked Nate and Chris on.
Oh,
you know. Speaking because usually it's just us two, and so Andre is visiting his father and his mother. He's doing the dutiful son thing, and so Chris, we got Nate, and we got a lot of really positive feedback, I have to say.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was very nervous to read the comments. A lot of anxiety after the show last week, right, Kim?
No,
a lot of yeah.
Of course, there's some people who hate your guts, Chris and Nate, but you know, for the most part.
Here, wait, no, Sherry, let's get Kim back in the game. Here, give me another shot. Hey, Kim, look like a young Pam Grier with that brother catcher going back there, huh?
You're so crazy.
Okay, hey. Kim, you look, that was sexy.
Hey, big head.
That was very sexy. When you relax all your face muscles like you're having a stroke, you look really sexy.
Like I'm having a stroke? Wait a minute. How do you relax the face muscles? I'm going to slap you. I'm going to slap you, Sherry Shepherd, straight on top of your head.
Oh, gosh. I just had
wait
to
a minute.
Say
you
that
know what? I want to talk about before we move on to anything.
Are we doing white guys still? What's going on here?
No.
We got to end the segment, unfortunately.
We're moving over, Chris. Relax your ass and sit back and learn something.
You got pictures. You're skipping over everything.
What pictures? Do something. You the producer, produce.
Okay, so we had our ask a white dude.
Hey Sherry, okay. we're gonna throw to the pictures of the white dudes.
We had our
okay. Go ahead.
We
love. Oh, more smile. Show those eyes off. Okay, soft eyes. Okay, great. Go get them.
Okay, we had. This is something that I asked Chris because we had such positive feedback about Nate and Chris. About our Ask a White Dude segment, although some people said we should do just Ask a Dude so we can bring on other dudes, but I like Ask a White Dude. And I asked Chris, people wanted to see what Nate and Chris looked like.
Oh,
so
okay.
Can we pop some pictures up?
Who do you want first?
Nate.
All right.
Script. Damn. Okay. We can do Nate. You know, I like the mystique, but so many people ask to see.
I'm going to show you the breadth of my roles I can play here. So here's business Nate.
Ooh.
Right?
Wait
right?
A minute.
You should have seen that Nate through the old guy app. He was like 10 times hotter at 60. And then here's another. Here's the other role.
To our listeners, okay.
Is this,
okay, that's, okay.
That's Jam Nate, Band Band, Nate.
Nate, there's two different
Nate,
people.
No, that's me.
Like
that's
Jesus
all me, baby.
Christ.
No, no, superstar. It's too much, Nate. It's two different people. There's
that's
a business.
Too much, Nate. That's...
A or B.
You could actually commit murder and no one will find you. That's nice.
I do regularly. My name's Bernard.
Hold I'm on from one Tuscaloosa. Second.
Our listeners should see the pictures. Go on YouTube. Very handsome white boy. But two,
but
then, he's two different people.
It's only 70 pounds different.
He's a killer. He's a killer.
Can I just say this is the scary thing about white boys. Because Nate on picture A, Nate looks so he looked handsome like a big bear. He had his hair, he had a beard. Like that picture, you're it's so like handsome. And
no, that's not the bear picture. This is the executive white
but
boy.
But this picture here, okay, I just want to tell the listeners what it looks like. It's this psychedelic background. He's playing like a bass guitar. His hair is long and full with the beard. He looks like the son of Sam. Like literally. He looks like
most people say Jerry Garcia, but you know.
Not well, I don't I'm not familiar too much with Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia was a murderer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what black women would say looking at this picture. This one looked like he gonna climb through your window and do some nasty stuff to the panties in your drawer.
He will consensually.
This picture right here. B, I wish y'all could see it, followers. He looks like he would be sitting on a mountaintop with a bunch of big fat joints trying to give prophecies. Yes. That is the weirdest.
Mushrooms all over the place, yeah.
And that
you described my August.
That is Nate.
Let me tell you something, Nate. Don't never put that on a dating profile if you're trying to get diversity in your life.
What about Krusty's Only? That's the new dating site.
I don't.
Let's not.
What?
That's what they call festy kids. If you like
dirty looking hippie white kids that have, you know,
they call them Krusties.
No, we won't be on Krusties. Nope. That's we go to Coachella and stay at the Four Seasons.
Perfect.
Like,
there you go. Only way to do it.
So now, viewers, you have seen, and I would love to see which picture did you like, viewers, of Nate? Picture A, clean cut with the beard and that's actually not clean cut. Or picture B, son of Sam, Jerry Garcia.
Mm.
Son of Sam.
Yeah, mine don't quite have the breadth.
Yeah.
So that was Nate. Now, Chris, pop up your picture because everybody.
That's Kim's
this
fave.
This is Chris with the
this
tattoo
Chris.
On his arms.
He's thinking about Kim in that photo.
I literally, look, I'm looking over. I'm like, man.
He's even looking
see
at
that
Kim.
Arm? See that arm down there in the corner? See that arm?
St. Michael.
That arm.
That was a lot of pain to get that tattoo. That's a man right there. He took it in that soft part of that soft meat on the arm. He got that tattoo on that soft part of the arm. She.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Chris, you can pop it out. Oh, and there's Chris. Oh, we put that one back up. And there's Chris, like just kind of quirky.
Chris looked like he the cable man in that picture.
The cable man.
But can I say this? Keep this picture up. Chris looks like. As soon as he got in your house to say he was going to fix your cable, he ripped, he's like an undercover stripper.
Yes, yes. I
like
agree.
He would tear all of that out and start Magic Mic-ing it. So, viewers, followers, tell us, do you like Chris A with the tattoo or Chris B that looks like he's Magic Mic-ing it by saying he's your cable guy?
The LinkedIn photo.
LinkedIn.
If that's your LinkedIn photo, Chris, you ain't gonna never get a job.
Okay, I want to.
But you'll get dollar bills.
Look at you. I want to move on to the.
Thank you for the segment, guys.
Yes, thank you, guys. I want to make sure we get in some things that people are waiting probably for to hear our opinion on a couple things.
Yes. Let me do it, please. I know.
Okay,
I'm
I was going to go straight. Okay, go ahead.
I want to talk to you about this because I was very proud of you. They put out that a bunch of celebrities were interviewing different Democratic folks, and it's called Team Joe Biden, hashtag Team Joe Biden, because I just wanted to take the word to different people, different ethnicities. And so Kim is part of Team Joe Biden, and you got to interview Maya Harris, who is Kamala Harris's sister. Kamala is running for vice president of the United States, and you got to interview Maya. And I was so proud of you, because most of the comments came in that you are a very good interviewer. People didn't see this side of you. So come on, let's go. Tell us about it.
Oh, that's, see, I don't read the comments. Look at that. No, I am going to go back. It was for Team Joe Biden Talks, hashtag Team Joe Biden Talks. It's on my Instagram. And I got a chance to interview Maya Harris. And you know what? It was very relaxed. We wanted to get people out to vote. We wanted people to hear from her sister about Kamala. And just... because there's so many people we're afraid that are not going to vote. So it was fun. It was really a great interview. It was no pressure. It wasn't stuffy. And I learned a lot. I learned some, I put it up on there, you know, some places you can go if you don't know where to vote, early voting, all that. There's one site. I'm looking for it right now. IWillVote.com. And you go to this site and you can see where to early vote, blah, 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 blah. You know, so it was a really interesting talk.
Okay, you said you learned a lot. What is one of the takeaways that you came back with from Maya?
Well, one is to, if you want to help, you can text. I'm about to mess.
Oh, I don't. You don't have to give that information, because I'm not trying to push you to try to remember it.
No. I wrote it down, but
was there something that you remember about, you know, them, well, that you were like, oh, I didn't know that?
That they are
on the spot.
No. One thing I did learn is that they are definitely on top of this COVID-19. The Biden-Harris ticket, they are all on, you know, the mask, the protocol, how important this is, what I learned about how they're trying to take down Obamacare. What's the other name for it? Because they don't want to call it Obamacare. What's it called?
I don't know.
Act, whatever it's called. Y'all know.
The Obamacare. Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act. Thank you. That they're, you know, trying to get rid of it, which is the craziest thing, because people with pre-existing conditions. And the COVID could take them out. So that's the first thing they're trying to, you know, do. And they're trying to protect that. So I learned a lot about that. And I learned that, you know, where to go, how to help, and then how to be a part of this election. You know, I learned you can text people. You don't actually have to call people to say, hey, are you voting for Harris and Biden? You can actually text people and be the texter. I like that.
Can I interrupt with that? And I'm sure that Chris will agree. You don't even text us back. So how the heck you going to text people and encourage them to vote when Chris has been on you for a week and a half?
I forgot. Wait. I got it right here.
So we'll let people know, if you go to joebiden.com, it's very simple to donate. And if you want to email info@actblue.com, but it's joebiden.com, very easy to donate.
Okay, and if you want to help or find out how you can help, text Vote Joe. You know, you put Vote Joe, but you text it to the number 30330. Yeah, that's it.
Is that what you put your reading glasses on?
I wrote it up, but I remember one time I put in too many zeros, but that's it. You text Vote Joe 30330 and IWillVote.com to find out where you're, you know, anything you need to know.
You know what's very interesting? I'm sorry.
No.
It was a really great interview. I was very proud of you because it was very political. A funny thing, did you know that Maya Harris's daughter created the Phenomenal Woman t-shirts? Phenomenally Black, Phenomenal Woman, Phenomenally Latino. She is the creator and curator of the Phenomenal t-shirts.
No, I did not know that. Absolutely.
That is Maya Harris's daughter. She is the founder of that entire movement. When you wear those t-shirts that say Phenomenal Anything, that is Maya Harris's daughter. She created that to unify women. Did you ask her about her Indian heritage ancestry? Because their mother is Indian.
Mm-hmm. No, we talked about her father, her sister. We talked about all our friends at HBCUs. We didn't really get into that. Very passionate about the election, being a mother. We talked about that. She's a grandmother, which was weird.
Wow, she's great. Yeah, her daughter had a baby.
Yes, I think she has two. Yeah. So that was very interesting.
When next time you interview her, yeah, go into the, can I give you some advice on interviewing people?
You're going to give me advice anyway. Next time I interview her, I was trying to forge a friendship so I could be in the White House. That's all I'm trying to do. I was trying to
especially this advice. If you're trying to forge a friendship, this advice is really going to help you in interviewing someone. And let me say this, because I know everybody's going to be like, why are you hating on Kim? I'm just giving her advice to go to the next
she
level.
Is. Uh-huh.
I am. So next time you interview somebody, like you did a great job with Maya, find out those little extra things. The person.
Would you have to understand, Cher? I mean, I take your advice and everything, but I read up a lot.
As soon as you say but.
No. Listen, Barbara Walters, hold on. Listen, I read everything they sent me, and then they said, and they sent me questions. And then they said, just, you know, make it natural and just girlfriend talk. But okay. I could have said, oh, and your daughter did Phenomenal Woman. Now, what's that do? No, you tell me. What's that do? Push the agenda?
You know why? It makes
her feel.
No, what it does, when you ask personal questions about a person and they go, mm-hmm. oh, wow, you did a little bit of extra work. Oh, and it makes them, there's a feeling inside them that goes, let me talk a little bit more. Let me open up a little bit more. I feel more comfortable. Because we're not on this set of questions. Now, I'm not saying ask them something that they wouldn't want to talk about. Like, I heard you was divorced and you left your husband after you bashed his woman's car. That's the kind of stuff
that would have been bad. But we're not saying she did that.
But I'm saying sometimes.
The only thing I did say is I knew she was an attorney and she had a daughter, a granddaughter, and this and that.
You guys talked about.
But I didn't go deep into her phenomenal education, her life.
You talked about HBCUs. Here's the
what
thing.
We talked about, you know what was crazy? She went to her sister went to school with all my brothers. And Derek Johnson. She was like, you know Derek? So I think then you're right on that note. It helped her because Derek went to school with me, but he's very good friends with them. So that
you
was,
did a
that
great
was,
job. This is what I'm gonna say. I watched you and I was really I was not impressed because I know you already have that. Mm-hmm. I was proud.
So why didn't you text me some of those notes if you were so concerned about my interview?
Because you already have
that could have made it even better. But did you send anything? No, because you worried about yourself.
I didn't text you because you already have a problem, as Chris and Nate can attest to, of being present. So here's the problem. You could have been interviewing presidential nominee Joe Biden. And if I called on your phone, you'd be like, hold on, Joe. Yeah, no, Sherry, I asked about HBCUs. I asked. Harold, get Joshua, do the algebra. Stop acting up. Anyway, Joe, so how are you going to handle... wait a minute, hold on one second. Yeah. Sherry, I asked... What? No. I know Joe is right here. He's fine. Joe, say hi to Sherry.
Sherry.
Yeah. What did you say to come on? Okay. Yeah. Joshua. No.
You don't understand.
This is exactly why I did not text you.
I did text during the interview, but let me tell you why. Normally I wouldn't. I was focused, but I could hear Harold yelling at Joshua. They were getting into it. And I told him, I said, it's a very important interview. Y'all got to be quiet. Joshua did something that sent Harold over the edge. Do you understand? It was so loud and so disruptive. I was like this. So I had disengaged. I don't know what she could have been saying. And there was Martians on the moon. I was like this. Stop. You're right. It drove me insane. I don't have the ability to cut that off. I was like, please stop. I did text. If you watch it, you will see me look down.
I know you are so, wait a minute, hold on one second. Oh, shoot. This is terrible. Hold on. Hello?
Oh my God.
See?
Hello,
how you doing?
Kim. Hey, what's happening?
Do you see what I'm talking about? But she talked about me. Now she's answering for the listeners. She's answering her phone.
The guy told me to be there at 11 o'clock this morning to pick up the mirror. He told me to come podcast at 11 in the morning.
She's doing her world famous podcast. He's got Facebook Marketplace business to take care of.
His name is on the thing. I think it was Robert. And he said, if you don't come at 11 in the morning, I'm going to credit your account. I'm going to have to return the merchandise. So he's the one that told me to be there at 11 in the morning. His name is right on the receipt.
Sherry has picked up her phone and she's talking to someone while we're doing our podcast.
Keep the podcast going.
But she just, no. But you just talked about me.
Chris, be the co-host.
Okay, I can't, Chris. What I would like to talk about, but she's still on the air. Do you understand?
You told me to be there at 11 in the morning to pick it up. I don't pick it up by 11.
You understand, this is embarrassing. So what I do want to talk about.
Mute her, Nate.
What did you all think? Yeah, mute her.
I got you, Kim. Okay. Let's talk.
I can't take it. So, Chris, what did you think about the debate? Let's just go ahead and talk about that.
I listened and watched to most all of it. Honestly, I walked away from it like ready to pull my hair out. And now I do feel like there was obviously one catalyst that made it more terrible than the other. But I didn't like... no bones about it. I'm aware of who's voting for who. I do not support Donald Trump at all. I didn't think Biden did much either. It felt just so frustrating. And I don't know if he's supposed to play the game different or what, but I walked out of there. I turned it off feeling very disheartened.
Really? I just felt like it was just two drunk men outside of a bar.
Okay.
Well, wow.
But then when you give the keys to the nuclear codes to those drunk men, you should be disappointed.
Yeah,
not, except no, for
Biden did well. I'm going to say, I know
he did well,
but he did well compared to crazy.
Well, yeah, I don't want that.
Hold on. I just want to say thank you, Chris, for stepping in for me and taking it to some great conversation.
Oh, sure.
I want to apologize to my listeners, our listeners and followers for the snafu that I just had, the chaos that I just created at the outlet store. Minier went to pick up my mirror that I bought at the outlet store and they told him he couldn't pick it up today.
Good. So why don't you return it to save the money that you weren't supposed to be spending? See?
We can talk about that at a different time. Yeah, we can talk about that because we're talking about politics right now and I like where you're going. So we ended it with Maya. You did great, Kim. Taking the phone call, texting while you were talking to Maya, not so good. But
you just sat there and had a full
you don't take a phone
conversation on our podcast, but you pass judgment. You pass judgment.
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm interviewing Joe Biden and somebody calls, I'm going to pick up the phone. At least I didn't put my earpiece in and continue the conversation and say, y'all go ahead. Y'all finish this interview. In the middle of you.
I was going to lose the mirror if I didn't get this taken care of.
You too. It's God's will.
No, it was God's will for me to get that mirror. It was at the outlet, Z Gallery. What I'm saying is, yes, I took a phone call of you and I apologize, but you not running for president, number one. So I'm not interviewing a vice presidential candidate's sister. So you're not supposed to take a phone call no matter what happens. You're supposed
to. Okay, listeners, and go ahead.
Also, you're a person that takes phone calls all the time. I never do this. I see your tongue. Save it for Chris.
Listeners, please post your comments and tell us what you think.
I am very sorry. It was unprofessional, but I never do that. You do it all the time.
It doesn't matter. It's inexcusable and all that. And Chris, so we were talking about the debate. And this is just
cut Carol. Sherry off the screen.
I just froze. I can't even believe it. You know what? We both watched
took you out and muted you, I was like, go, Nate, get this heifer off the screen. Taking our podcast down. We building it up.
We now have 33,000 followers, and thank you guys.
And building. Please pass it on, subscribe on YouTube. But tell me, Sherry, what did you feel about the debate? And then let's move on to the president and everybody in the White House having COVID. Look, I think COVID. They might have.
Oh, you conspiracy theorist. You want to go on to everybody
really?
Sick?
Really? Now all
you
want to
talk about the debate or everybody sick? Which one you want to do?
I don't know. Just go with it. Doesn't matter.
Okay, let me say this. Let me say this. I was disappointed in the debate. I watched the debate. Of course, we have always said, Two Funny Mamas, we are Team Biden, Team Harris. And I felt that the two times that Joe Biden popped off, there's a meme that's out where he's sitting, Obama has his hands and his head in his hands. And he said, "Did you go high?" And Joe Biden goes, "I told him to shut up." It's the funniest meme. I think I sent it to you. But I think that I felt the times that Joe Biden went off and called him a clown and said, "Will you shut up, man?" was because Donald Trump came in and he kept like he would never be quiet for 2 minutes. I think it was just like, just be quiet for 2 minutes. Let him speak. And then you can speak. And he kept throwing stuff at him about his son. And to me, it was like Donald Trump's playbook was distract, 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 be louder, over talk. When you get into an argument with the moderator, I thought Chris Wallace was going to stroke out. I was concerned for him. I literally thought he was going to have a heart attack. Trying, yes. When you're getting into an argument with the moderator and you have to say, "I feel like I'm in a debate with you," something is wrong. So I feel like it was so hard not to lose your cool because they never really talked about issues. I feel that, you know, I know that people say they were on him about denouncing racism. And I know that people say, yes, he's denounced it before. But if you have no problem, if you have no problem and you're against racism, then it's no problem 20 times to say, "I denounce racism. I denounce the KKK. You don't have to sit at a podium and say, "Tell me who you want me to denounce."
Yes.
And then you tell him, and then the words you say, Chris, what did he say?
Stand down and stand by.
When you say, I'm like, I'm sitting here going, who the hell are the Proud Boys?
That's something I think is worth bringing up as well. So he did the stand down and stand by. That needs to be taken very seriously. It's just very strange because at this point, like, I feel like they're such a small, tiny, pathetic little group that it doesn't, it's very confusing to me. I guess maybe it's to stamp it out. I just don't like that they even got even noticed. Like, it just,
right, exactly.
Because they were very happy, and, you know, and I think that, you know, so it just was a crap show because I'm going, I really wanted to see exactly how you felt about the issues, what you were going to do, how you were going to make it better. And it became this just, you know, back and forth, and it was just irritating to me. It really was. So then I hated that Donald Trump, like this mask thing. I think that some people just don't take it seriously. We've talked about that so much, Kim, you know, about wear your mask. And now look what has happened. I gave you a list. You have the list of everybody that has gotten sick because I sent it to you.
All I got one sheet that says topics. If you don't put it on one sheet, I'm not printing all that up. I got to save ink and paper for homeschooling.
Nate's got the list if you want it too.
No, I got it, honey bunny. Thank you so much. So we got President Trump and his wife, First Lady Melania Trump. They have COVID. Hope Hicks, who is President Trump's advisor, she's got it. The RNC chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, Kellyanne Conway, she's a former White House counselor, Bill Sepian, Trump's campaign manager, three White House journalists who covered Trump. They all have COVID. All these people are on Air Force One. They're going around having all of these rallies. People follow the leader, and
don't forget Herman Cain died.
Herman Cain died from COVID, and he was at one of the rallies with President Trump. And then they were over in Cleveland, and when they tried to give people masks at Cleveland, a lot of his party, they said no. So it's like,
President Trump was late. I guess when he got there,
he didn't even get tested. He didn't even take the test for COVID before he did the rally. And I'm going, this is so irresponsible that you didn't, you know, you took it. You kept telling everybody it's going to be over. It's not that big of a deal. And now pretty much all of these people in the White House have it. And then his former campaign manager, Brad Pascali, he friggin' was trying to commit suicide and beat up his wife, trying to commit suicide. Did you see the cops tackle him on the ground? Like, everyone around Trump either getting COVID, they've been indicted. We talked about last week,
birds of a feather flock together.
So everybody around you is getting indicted. Or you're firing people. It just is like, this is a show.
Right. But do you
truly
feel like
this? And everybody in other countries, we used to be a country that people feared. We were the brother with the big stick. And now everybody's looking at us going, they're laughing at us. And yes. I think that some people are like, countries are laughing at us going, we need to just drop a bomb on these asses because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
They really
it's a mockery. And this is why we have to vote. This is why we have to vote. Now, of course, I'm hoping that you vote for Biden and Harris. And I know, and I'm going to be honest with you. Joe Biden is not my pick. I don't like Joe Biden. I don't want him as president, but I want Donald Trump out of office. So
I will slap you in your mouth.
Or what?
You can't say that. You have no other choice.
But so that's what I'm saying, Kim. Don't tell me to shut my mouth.
Like that, listen to me. When you say stuff like that, you're putting thoughts in people who might not have a decision or whatever in there. You say this after
you
them.
Want me to.
Yes.
You want me to lie? Is that what you want? Is that what you're saying? You want me to be like everybody else in Washington? Now, what I said before you interrupted me.
I do need you to
what
lie.
What I said before you interrupted me was. I want Donald Trump out. So whoever is running, I'm voting for them because I'm going to hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire once he gets into office. But I want Donald Trump out more. So I'm not going to go over here and be voting independent. I'm not going to stay home and say I'm not voting because I don't like either one. We have no choice. If you want this man out, I want my son who's black, who's 15 years old, to be able to walk to the store and be able to jog to the store if he wants to without somebody going, thinking that he's doing something wrong. I want my son to be able to hang out at a park with the rest of his friends and that crazy and wild. And somebody pull up and not go, where's your ID? Who are you? And him feel threatened. So I have no choice. So I may not agree with who is running. I'm going to vote for him. Because he's the best one to get our world back in order. But there's some things that I'm going, I don't like, things that he said. I agree. There's some things that he did and said back way when that, about the crime bill. But neither here nor there. I just want you to take care of Donald. So I don't feel like I need to go
and we'll hold your feet to the fire. Absolutely.
If I'm planting a seed in your head just because I said I don't like Joe Biden and that's making you not vote, then you wasn't going to do it in the first place. Off on somebody,
Sometimes you need to be gone off on. Don't be thinking you the big shot. First of all, you ain't but 4 feet tall. I stand at least 6 feet tall.
I'm 5'1". I'm 5'1".
From the Two Funny Mamas breaking news desk, shout out to Nathan. Chris Christie has now tested positive. And you also have just a quick note from this is
Cam Newton.
Well, he's not part of the president's crew. So,
oh, I know. Yeah. I threw that in for you and Nate.
Oh, thank you. He might be hanging out with Robert Kraft. But if you go to Forbes.com, nonpartisan watchdog accused Trump campaign of laundering $170 million, meaning that maybe we saw Brad Parscale losing it mid being reeled in for that money.
And the fact that we found out that he only paid $750 in taxes. Now, he says that he paid more, but he paid more in other countries because he's friggin' offshoring. Donald Trump is offshoring his money to different countries. He paid taxes to those countries. I'm over here. I can't get a tax break. I owe the IRS. And you are paying $750.
Let's just really get to the, don't you feel like this is a distraction? What a perfect timing after the debate, after you didn't denounce racism. And then all of a sudden, everybody, not one Democrat got COVID. All the Republicans got COVID all of a sudden.
Okay, this is what I say.
Come back, he's going to get better. He'd be like, I know how you feel.
Drug that maybe might help him. I'm not going to fall into the conspiracy theories. I know that everybody's sending around this tweet by that gentleman who 2 months ago who said this is what's going to happen. Donald Trump is going to do something really big and dramatic, and it's going to overtake all of the issues. He's going to be sick, and then all of a sudden he's going to be well. And that's what's going to be. And everybody's, you know, circling the date because it was like 2 months ago that the guy tweeted it out. And now all of a sudden everybody's got COVID. If this was a hoax, Kim, there are too many people who have tested positive for this to be kept a secret, for this to be kept a hoax without it getting out. So I do believe everybody has COVID. I'm not going to go with, I don't think the president does.
Vivica Fox didn't have COVID.
What do you mean she didn't have COVID?
It was a positive negative, false positive negative, and she lost that job. Remember, she was doing red carpet and they announced Vivica Fox has COVID. And then she had to, so they do that really big on the news, and then she had to go on her platform and say, I don't have it. Well, they should have announced it really big on the news that she didn't have it. It's just,
well, yeah, they're not going to do that there because it's too much stuff that happens. And it happened around the time of the Emmys, and Vivica Fox was supposed to be co-hosting the Emmys with Juliana Rancic. And then it came out that Juliana and Vivica both had COVID. So they're not going to announce that it was a false positive because the Emmys are over, the red carpet is over. Maybe they announced it with Vivica's fan base, but it wasn't going to make national news because the Emmys was gone already. They should have, because that was irresponsible of the the press to put it out and not, you know, not do a follow-up. But, yes, could it be a false positive with Donald Trump? Yes, but he's already showing symptoms of COVID. So, but I could absolutely see it happening because look at all of the stuff that he's doing. There's no precautions. Everybody around them, they're not wearing masks. He's doing these big rallies. Nobody's wearing masks. You got all that hot breath coming at you. And yes, they say the testing is very stringent. But if you're not even going to do the basic stuff that the CDC says do, look how much of a risk you're putting you and everybody else in. Herman Cain died of it. 999. That, you know, that was his whole run what he ran on. So no, I'm very discouraged because you know what I feel like? Honestly, I feel like a lot of people are going to low-key vote for Trump. That's my concern. I feel like a lot of people are out here screaming, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, we want, and they're going to go in that booth and they're going to vote for Trump because I think what he has done, which is evilly brilliant, is he has planted seeds of fear in people.
Fear
is a big thing. And see, it's just like with defunding the police. For some reason, every minority knows that defund the police means you're not taking money away. They got, let's say they got a $300 million budget for the whole, you're only taking away $20 million to provide to people who are professionally trained in mental health. You're providing to people who are professionally trained on how to handle kids who can ride along with these cops when there's something wrong. They're not taking away money, but because he's planted that seed of, they're going to take away all of the police. It's going to be lawlessness all in the streets. You're going to have guns because they're going to break in your house, rape your women. You know, you can't go to the suburbs, is going to be gone because all of the brown people are going to move into your suburbs and they're going to take over and they're going to take your homes. He has become this big chupacabra, you know, this big monster. And fear is a big thing. When you feel like somebody's going to come break in your house and you got to defend it. And if you don't have this big bully with the bat.
Yes.
And I really think that a lot of people now with this Antifa thing, and they've proven that Antifa, there's people who fly out to, you know, mess up marches. The people who were throwing bricks. Of course, you got your crazy cousins, Jamel, and stupid people.
Hilarious. You
know, people that were setting police buildings on fire. They came in military and tactical gear. They came in from other cities to do damage, you know? And so I think that a lot of people, fear is getting them because they feel like we're not going to have a police department. Who's gonna take care of us? And that's what concerns me as a voter, that there are a lot of people. And that's what happened the last time, Kim. A lot of people, you thought we're not going to vote for Trump. A big amount of white women voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
I was very surprised. People who voted for Donald Trump. You know how Joe Biden got on this ticket? Do you know how Joe Biden got on this ticket, Chris and Nate, when he was way behind?
Go ahead. Are you asking or what?
I'm asking you.
How did he get on? Honestly.
You remember when he was falling way behind and we had to go and we had to vote on who we were going to have as the person running for vice president?
As in the primaries as opposed to Bernie?
Yes, as opposed to Bernie. You know why Joe Biden shot up when they thought he had to have a chance in hell?
Just normal DNC nonsense. Them just.
It seemed like a lot of infighting. It seemed like he was the last man standing, and he was going to be the one that could pull in votes from maybe people that you would consider moderate because he's pretty center.
Do people just not trust
He was
Bernie?
The last man standing, and they've said this on every news station because black people came out in mass.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And voted for Joe Biden. Like, everybody talked about it. Black people came out, African-Americans or whatever you're going to say, came out in mass. Joe Biden was sitting at home eating a plate of spaghetti going, what? I'm the one? I thought for sure. Mass.
Okay, are you saying in mass, M-A-S-K?
No, in mass, M-A-S-S-E. E-N space M-A-S-S-E, in mass. In the masses.
Yeah.
In mass. Overwhelmingly,
people being home, blah, blah. He won because they was wearing masks. No,
why is that?
Because they were alive to walk to the polls.
Oh my God! Right. But it was black people who came and put that man back up. You know, because everybody predicted he was a goner, and so we, you know, it's like it's power in your vote. And I'm just concerned, and I do agree with you. We got to be telling people to text, to do whatever, because this is really, we are at a state of emergency.
It's a fight.
This is a fight. And I know, and there are people that I don't even talk to anymore who they're for Donald Trump, and they really feel like he's the best one, and we can't talk. And because I'm sitting over here going, as a minority and a woman who has got a child, and I see all of how Kyle Rittenhouse, he was a 17-year-old, or was he 19 or 17, Chris?
Right.
Kyle
Rittenhouse. 17, he was underage.
Kyle Rittenhouse, do you know the New York Times came out with an article that said the White House sent out memos to everybody with talking points to describe Kyle Rittenhouse as a young person, a youth who was protecting small businesses. This was a boy who came out here with an AR-17. He didn't even belong in that city. He came from another city and he killed two people. But what I'm saying is the way people frame it, they never framed Trayvon Martin like that. They never framed Tamir Rice like that. And so
Tamir Rice had a play gun. Come on now.
You can't even talk about that. It's so hard.
But this is what I was going to say about Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. A Christian organization. He's got like over $300,000 for his defense fund. In what country does that happen? That a Christian organization has raised money for this boy who killed people, and the police helped him. I you know, it's baffling to me. And so unfortunately, this is a race thing, and I hate that it is a race thing. And I hope we can get back to the place of love. Mm-hmm. Because I do feel love will win out, and we all have a, just like when Nate and Chris were talking last week about the differences with black girls, and we came to the point of all y'all women are crazy. Black, white, Asian, Greek, German.
And that was just his first semester of college.
He is silly. You know what? We're going to move on.
We're all the same. We bleed the same.
We all have mothers.
Yes, way past. But Kim, Sherry was mentioning love and support. And you know what? Your listeners are so supportive and so loving. We have some examples of how they've helped people. Would you like to see those?
Absolutely.
Well, we took some donations. Kim, you were the Cash App master. You took care of it. You were like a CPA, a CFO, everything. Vice president of finance. She's all over it, guys. Let's see some pictures of what the payoff is. This is so exciting. This is Angela Griffin
in Louisiana with her students, and we bought 35 headsets with microphones for her kids. And she's got her
mamas. We didn't buy it. Our listeners and viewers.
She's team.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you for correcting me, Kim. This is the donations that all of our listeners and our viewers sent in, and then we were able to go out and purchase it. So forgive me for making it sound like Kim and I bought it. It was because of the donations that everybody sent in. Look at her. Do we have any more pictures? Oh, thank you for the 35 headsets. Two funny moms. Oh, look, Kim.
Oh, look, they got their headsets on.
Oh, look at the kids. Oh, my gosh. They're wearing their headsets. I love it.
Thank you, listeners.
And
they got their mask on, but are the children in school with their headsets on? So these were not for the kids at
home. Some schools are open. Yeah, some schools are open. And so this is I believe she's from St. Joseph's Parish in Louisiana, Kennesaw, I think. And thank you, listeners and viewers, because that's one of the things that you were able to do with the donations that you sent in to Two Funny Mamas. We were able to purchase these headsets for the kids in class so they're not distracted. And I made sure that we purchased ones that were comfortable for their ears, their little ears. So that just made our hearts jump with joy.
Yes. You guys, our listeners and our viewers really put in some donations. You guys really made that happen, and you made it happen quickly. So thank you.
Quickly. And we're also sending a gift card to Tracy Arrington Payne. She is a teacher over in Cleveland at the Nathan Hale School, one of the schools in the city. And we're sending her a gift card. So thank you for your donations. If you want to continue, this is just you out of your heart. Chris, what's the site? Do we have it on a link?
Yeah, it's the Give Butter link. It'll be in the comments. It'll be very easy to find.
Look in the comments.
Yeah. In the details of this episode on YouTube, where you can usually find Kim's store, the Two Funny Mamas merch store, all the socials. It'll be right there and very easy to find.
There you go. See, when Kim does this with her face, she's texting. This is what she did with Maya. As soon as her head goes down, she's texting. So we did politics too long.
I was messing with my nails, see?
That's all right.
He was not messing with you. My Halloween nails. Stop lying.
And my Halloween
nails look beautiful. They look beautiful. That's Halloween.
Right. Speaking of Halloween, next week, everyone, or this week, I'm sorry, please check out Netflix, my new movie, Hubie Halloween. Everyone check it out. It comes out on October 7th. I play LaBelle Crawford's wife. I look a hot mess in this movie. But please check it out. Hubie Halloween, Adam Sandler's very funny.
How was it shooting that movie?
It was fantastic. We shot it up in Salem, for real, in Boston. And it was fun. It was fun. Everything comes from the top. Adam Sandler is one of the kindest. And the producers, everybody was just, it was just a great experience. You know, it was before COVID. So we was hugging and with each other and hanging out. You know, so it was fun.
And you know, this is what I love about Adam Sandler. He uses the same people. So he's going to call you again.
Yes, I'm hoping Adam calls me back. You know, he called me back. They called me in because I did an audition for them for another movie. I didn't get that, but they called me in for this. So it was great.
And that's what I'm saying. He calls the same people back. So this is good to be in Adam Sandler's camp, Kim, because you're so doggone funny. So Halloween, what's it called?
Hubie Halloween, Netflix.
Hubie Halloween on Netflix. Stand up so you can show our Two Funny Mamas t-shirts, please. With your skinny behind, 28 pounds.
Oh, we lost Sherry. Sherry, you there?
I'm looking at it. Two Funny Mamas. And it looks good on you. What size is
this? Is probably a 7X.
It is not. It's big on you. Because I want people to know how it fits. Is that a medium?
No, this ain't a medium. This is probably extra large. Remember, they run small.
Okay, so that's extra large, and it's fitting big on you, so I think you can go down to a large, Kim.
No, I don't wear tight shirts. I'm not you.
That's the thing. You so don't carry your sexuality. This is for a man. This is a big shirt for a man. This is like a 2X right here.
Okay.
But we have
Two Funny Mamas t-shirts. You can get them at buyjack.com/twofunnymamas.
Nice.
Yeah, you can go there to get the merchandise.
You guys have about 5 minutes left. I know you're going to be wrapping soon, but I was personally curious if you guys check this out, the Drew Barrymore show. You two went on Drew Barrymore's new talk show. Did you have fun?
We had a great time, and we're looking forward to going on it again to promote our podcast. We were on the Drew Barrymore more talk show. So that was great.
Did she ask about me?
She did not.
She did not. She talked about Adam Sandler, Tom Green.
She did. Did she say anything about a Chris?
Interesting.
No, I don't remember.
Weird.
I don't think. I don't remember. No, I don't remember. Yeah, so let's move on.
That's all. That's all I wanted to know.
She didn't. And it's too late to see it because it already aired. It already aired last Thursday. But I just wanted to make sure. I know we only have... I think, was there anything else? The headphones, Kim's book, Delusion of Cinderella, you can get on Amazon. Oh. Can we see the book, Delusion of Cinderella?
Oh,
do you have the book?
Sorry, I don't have that loaded in. I'm sorry.
Not you, Nate. Kim
should
have
the book.
It.
When we do the podcast, I tell her all the time.
Here, open
have
up
your
Kim's
book.
Camera.
Oh, let me see. Where do I? Let me see.
Oh, jeez, Louise. I asked this. Oh my! You lifted up your backdrop. What is behind the backdrop? You lifted up your backdrop. Oh my gosh.
Can we see it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh gosh. What is going on? You were going behind your backdrop.
Kim.
Oh, hey, Rodney. Okay, look, look. Okay.
Oh,
good morning, Rodney.
Come on in, Rodney.
Wait, I done messed up the backdrop now. Hold up. Rodney, say hello.
Hello. Good morning. Here to serve.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just on. Oh, that's good. You made it for the.
You have 3 million.
What did you make for Kim, Rodney?
This is how I lost weight because this is how when we were in the cold.
What do you have on your plate? You have two slices of bacon, some blueberries, and is that an orange?
And that's
a white egg, omelet. Egg white omelet.
Over easy. An egg.
Dad, can you come check my room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole family is in. I love it.
All right.
You tell Auntie Sherry thank you for your headphones. No,
she's the smile. I bought you those headphones, Joshua. Right.
Okay. Later, Rodney.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you.
Yeah. No, she got you. Yeah.
With do you like them?
For class.
Yeah. Do you like the headphones? Okay. Thank you. Blow me a kiss.
You don't blow her a kiss. Go ahead. He's like, he said,
"Oh,
good job." Okay,
Joshua.
Honey. All right.
Joshua looked like he had a long night.
He had to touch you. He's like, "There she go." He touched her face.
Okay. First of all, Joshua looks like he's been up till 5 a.m.
He has, because I went to sleep and all I know he's in there watching TV.
Joshua looked like he done had a wild night of partying. He looks so worn out.
You do, baby. Why
look at his face.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened to your eye?
What's going on with his eyes? They're all swollen.
Yeah, but wait a minute. This one, did somebody hit you?
Well.
Oh, no. This is swollen.
Is he allergic to something?
He is allergic, but.
It looks like he had an allergic reaction to his eye.
That's a bug bite. Or
touch right here.
I see above the
bug bite, you, Joshua.
Your end right there. Go show your daddy.
His eye is swollen. That's why I said.
Your eye is swollen. You didn't hit yourself? No. Okay. All right. I mean, you didn't fall?
That's why I said it looks like he had a long night because his eye is old.
So go get some Benadryl, baby. I'm good.
Well, that officially means we're about to end this podcast. It's upside down, the delusion of Cinderella.
Wait,
there we go.
First of all, I found this back there too. I don't know what this solution is.
It's a Tupperware jar of something in it. What is that solution? Who gave that to you?
A couple weeks ago, Joshua was like, I made a potion. Ugh. And it's been back there. I don't know what that is. Jesus.
Oh,
this is my book, The Delusion of Cinderella.
Where do you get it?
Great read. Amazon or barnesandnoble.com.
Or can they go to your site and get it? You want them to go to Amazon?
No, I didn't go right to Amazon and get it. It's fine.
Okay, well, so this is good. So we thank you for letting us do our commercial stuff, Chris, and for reminding us. And then here's a note from Arlene Richardson. She loves the podcast. When she's on her way home from work, she looks forward to listening to us. She says, Nate and Chris bring such freshness and humor to an already humorous show. I really enjoyed them, especially Nate. She said in the last episode.
What's
she said, you are awesome too, Chris.
Is Is that a Mrs. Like Gilberg? Is that what it says at the end?
No, it's Arlene. No, not Nate's mama. It's okay. Arlene Richardson.
Maybe it's an aunt.
She said, is that on your dad's getting side? Better.
Your mom's side?
No, it's
I had to pay
mama.
Her so much to write that email.
She said it's getting better and better until next time. Somebody, Tyrell, said Kim and Sherry love the podcast. He says he wants it longer. He said, but honestly, it should be ask the fellas or ask the guys so it wouldn't be limited.
Limited,
said,
there's only two of us
Andre
in the room.
Rotten. Huh?
I said, no. It's the white guys specifically in this room.
Chris is like, no, don't take away. Oh, look what this is. He says, I will not lie. It would be better if sometimes Chris and Nate would be featured in the video instead of men's voices coming out of nowhere, like the audience laughed or heard on most sitcoms. Oh, yeah. And Nate was amazing. You should have him speak as much as Chris.
All right, listen.
Oh, gosh. Nate, you're going to get fired. Chris going to fire you.
I can already see the mic going away from my desk. I can smell it.
I'm texting replacements. I'm like, can you keep your mouth shut? Okay. No, shout out to Nate. He deserves that.
He says, I'm sure Chris and Nate have great stories. Also, the two funny mamas should take a trip to St. Louis and be on We Are Live. Okay. I love it. Oh, my gosh. They love Brandon's song. Remember, we had played Brandon's song last week. Mm-hmm. Ty said, I really like it when the white dudes talk. Seriously.
I love it. You guys are all like, oh, let's take down racism and segregation. And it is fun. Oh, the only funny thing is like, it's the white guys. Corral them in.
White guys like to talk too.
It says, I like when the white dudes talk. Seriously, though, I think it adds a whole nother layer. I really feel you guys have stumbled on something with Ask a White Dude as the segment.
It's weird because I have PTSD whenever they start talking and it smells like a Labrador entered the room. It's so strange.
Finally, someone's taking me seriously. Someone's listening to me as a white man. Finally.
You know.
Finally.
At times we value. At times we value what you have to say. And that is something. When y'all get your hair wet, you smell like, I'm just saying.
Thank you for the kind words, though, for real.
I feel like we live in such a PC world. Everyone is afraid of offending other races or being intimidated by other races.
Yes,
so we need to do things freely. That was from Ty. So I just love that.
Sounds like
a lovely person. Somebody's getting on you. Somebody's getting on you. Zay Crescendo said, I just watched Two Funny Mamas and Kim recommended the Netflix show Merlin. She said there were black people on the show. I just Googled it to see what it was about. I checked the cast out and not one black person to be found. Please address this on your next show. We love Kim too much for her to be out here looking like a liar.
First of all, patience.
You guys.
I didn't say they were black people as regulars, but I'm watching an episode right now. First of all, there is a girl who's black. Maybe y'all didn't watch it, who is a regular. She plays the Princess Morgana's maid. She's with her. She's a regular. She's in love with the prince. Are you kidding? And it's an interracial situation because the prince loves her, but they know it's forbidden. And now her brother's on the show. So keep watching. If you like that kind of stuff with dragons and all that kind of stuff, that's for you. If not, they watched it to see the black people, or they watched it because they liked the show.
Well, Kim, there was somebody else that said they're watching Merlin because you said it. You have to realize you got a lot of influence, Kim.
Oh, so wait, this is what they like. I like that. Fantasy, magic, witches. I'm obsessed with the show. Okay, now if you don't like that kind of stuff, and there are black people, the girl is black. I don't know why you looking at her. She's not black. Her daddy's on there. He's black. What the hell?
So Zay Crescendo, I'm not sure what's going on.
It's not a black show. First of all, let me say it's not a black show, but there are black people on it. Goodness.
Okay, don't get upset. Linda Love said. Your hair throughout the show looks like you had a long night. That was It did.
I'm eating my breakfast now. I know this is so disrespectful.
Sherry.
Don't eat your breakfast.
On the podcast with you, my blood sugar would drop.
What'd you say, Chris? I can't remember. This has been such a crazy show. I love it. Have we talked about Hawkeye?
Okay, there was hold on. Let me get Hawkeye's
right.
There was somebody who wrote us last time, Kim, and their name was where is it at, Chris?
Oh, we have a photo, but hang on now. I can tell.
And everyone was discussing, was Hawkeye a male or female? So we went to research it because we were like, is Hawkeye boy or girl?
Oh, here it is. I got it. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate you covering me. This is what friends do. We had an email from someone called Hawkeye Entertainment, page Stu, page two, stage LLC. And Kim and we were reading Hawkeye's email, and Kim said, is it a man or a woman? And I said, oh, well, it sounds like it's going to be something a man wrote. So Hawkeye actually was doing, and it's a woman. Well, I'm going to tell you what she says.
We have a photo too.
Yeah, show the photo. This is Hawkeye. And Hawkeye said that she was doing work and heard the name. She said, I was sitting at the computer finishing up my workshop curriculum. I nearly fell out of my spinner chair when I heard you, Sherry, read my comment. Wow, flabbergasted. And she said, in drafting a comment, I wanted to take a moment to shroud you both in love and appreciation for the steadfast strides made to this podcast. Next, illuminate your spiritual muscles with pragmatic and positive energy. And she says, a few years ago, I used to teach a group of on radio broadcasting and journalism. So I understand the process of individuals creating something new. Mending hiccups along the way. And wow. She said, additionally, I busted a gut when Kim stated, is it a girl or a boy? Two-stage LLC is my company moniker. My name is T.S. Hawkins, and I'm an international author and playwright who's non-binary. Is that how you say non-binary?
Non-binary.
So T.S. goes by the pronouns they, them, there. And she said, my mama and aunties daily remind me that our words are prayers, and those prayers become gospel. Since both of you remind me of wondrously curated comedic version of them, I send you abundant gratitude for heightening my week into the weekend while wishing you continued victory. Also, in your 3-second staff meeting, if you all decide that having a Two Funny Mamas journal notebook is profitable, I plan to be one of your first customers. Writing is my life essence, and it would be a pleasure to have a Two Funny Mamas notebook in my arsenal. Peace, light, and tenderness. T.S. Hawkins. Girl. Well, I can't even say girl.
Thank you. So we need a journal, Chris. We need a journal.
We got a new T-shirt, a journal, and I thought you guys would walk off after that positive message. That was great.
That was an amazing positive message. It's T.S., please forgive me because I don't know. Like when you start saying LGBTQIA, I get frozen because it's a lot of alphabets. But when you say non-binary, am I supposed to refer to you, T.S., as when I'm talking to Kim, am I supposed to go, well, they said this.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm talking about them. When she says, well, who are you talking about? I'm talking about them. That's what I've always got confused. Like, how do I refer to you? Because if you're talking about them means more than one, which is, I guess you're saying you're more than one. But then if I'm talking about them, does that mean you or does that mean they? I'm a little confused, but I know you're going to send me an email with some luscious words. This is an email. Yes. And I love words. So T.S., I love you. And thank you for that picture because you are beautiful. So we really... Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we are just, we pretty much got everything.
Good. We wrapping it up, people.
Y'all, Monica B said, y'all really made me laugh this morning. It was so funny. I like the idea of ask the white dudes. Chris and Nate added a nice twist. And please don't, we forgot, Monica. She said, please don't forget to tell who Kim dated. Next week, Kim,
tune in.
We're going to delve into your relationships about who you dated. Can you please not let me forget that? That's why I wanted to run the segment, and we did too long on politics.
So, well, it was needed. It was fine. My dating life will always be here.
Sungwriter said, super funny episode, especially how Chris carefully responded to dating black women.
carefully.
Hunt said, I love the show. What you got to say about that, Chris? I don't want to
bother you. You know, I'm not a small person, and I've large feet, so I trip on stuff a lot. I feel like that was the most careful I'd ever been. That was the most agile I'd ever been in my life when explaining that.
That's so awesome. I love the show.
Sherry, I gotta go to the gun range. I'm trying to get to the gun range.
Why didn't you invite me? You freaking going to the gun range?
A gun range walk-off.
You said you and Harold got something to do. I gotta go to the gun range.
No, wait a minute. My gun is right here.
Don't.
You're gonna go to the gun range.
What
I got
is
a gun.
Wrong? Jesus. Okay.
You're not going to show it on the air?
No, it's not a gun. It's her safe, everybody.
Because the gun is in the safe.
Somebody get in.
Now somebody knows what to look for.
Yep. Now when they break in your house, they don't know what it looked like. Can you please put it down?
It's hidden.
Do you want to go to the...
Oh, no.
It's hidden, and she puts it by her desk.
Would you keep it behind your false brick wall?
I bet you that's what her gun is. No. And I want people to know that even though I have a gun and I'm playing around, it is in a safe. It's an electronic safe. It's only my fingerprints.
Right.
Jeffrey cannot get to it. It is hidden. I took it out from where it's hidden. He has no idea where it is. But I bought a gun. You didn't even buy one. You going to go to the range without me?
I got to go to the range to decide which one I want. Because even when I went up to Big Bear the other day, I was feeling real uncomfortable up in the wilderness. And I was like, oh, I wish I had my gun with me.
Sherry, you get footage for us, please. If you got to go to the gun range, please get me.
We have footage. I'm going to give... Chris, I'm going to send you some footage of us at the gun store when we were purchasing our gun. We took our test to be licensed to carry a gun. Kim got 9 wrongs. So I don't even know why she's talking about getting a gun because she got so many wrongs. No, she passed. She got like a C. Like, whatever the minimum was to pass, Kim got it. I got 2 answers wrong. But we're both licensed to carry guns, and Kim didn't buy hers. I got a 9mm, and I know how to use it. And
I've already decided I'm going to get a little pistol. A little revolver.
Short and thick.
Yep. Just like I like them.
This is time when we end the podcast.
Yeah.
Next week, we could maybe talk about gun ownership, because I know a lot of people makes people uncomfortable, especially when you're talking about kids. But we have a very good reason why we own a gun and is going to get a gun. And we go to the gun range frequently. Well, at least I do. Kim hasn't gotten her gun yet. But
you don't have to have your gun, though.
Hmm?
You don't have to. We'll talk about it next week. Okay.
No, you don't have to have your gun to go. You can go and they'll have guns for you. But we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about it next week about our gun ownership. Anyway, and I hid my gun back. So this was a fabulous time. Thank you so much, you guys. Somebody said, I shut up and let Kim talk. That was Debbie Hunt. I don't know what I'm going to do. I want Kim to talk. So in this podcast, girl.
Look at this. Well, thank you so much, Mr. or Mrs. Hunt, whoever said that. I will end. I want to thank everybody for joining us for Two Funny Mamas. Every Thursday, you get a new Two Funny Mamas podcast. To our listeners and our viewers on YouTube, thank you so much. Please subscribe. Please leave
comments. Can I ask one question?
Jesus.
Can I just ask one question?
We're just trying to end the thing.
Okay, just one question, because I really need to know. Just please don't walk away, Kim. Stop. Okay, yeah. Before I go, is it okay that I did natural today? Kim, come back and end it. Come back and end it. Is it okay that I did natural today, that I didn't wear a wig and I did? Come on, end it. That's all I want to know, y'all. Let me know if it's okay that I'm natural. Okay, end it. You can end it.
I'm not ending nothing. I twisted my ankle getting up.
That's what you get.
You know what?
You get.
You're the one that talks so much. I ended it. I'm not going to do it again. Goodbye,
just
Chris. Goodbye, Nate. No, it's over.
Good night, everybody.